As I was thinking about what scripture to go to for us today, I was thinking about the theme, trusting in the Lord, and I was thinking about some of you. I know that some of you today, perhaps, are feeling stressed. You're feeling anxious. Maybe you're cumbered with care, like we sang about. Well, today, I picked out some scripture that I would invite you to remember. This is from the book of Proverbs. And we're looking at Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Let us join together in prayer, and then we'll have the reading of these two beautiful verses. Gracious God, some of us come here before you cumbered with care, dealing with stress, dealing with anxiety, dealing with trouble. Lord, we pray for your help today. Lord, may by the power of your Holy Spirit, your word today sink deep into our hearts, that we are built up as your faithful, trusting disciples. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, two verses today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. This is the word of the Lord. Now, when I said that this is a scripture to remember, I mean that literally. This is a scripture that I would invite you to remember, that I would invite you to memorize. And before I walk through these verses quickly, I would like to provide for you a couple of tools that you can use to remember scripture. I know memorize is kind of a dirty word for people, but so we'll just call it remembering scripture today. Some tools. Well, of course, one of the main tools that we can use when it comes to memorizing scripture is repetition. Speaking it out loud, reading it over and over again, taping it on the mirror in our bathroom, whatever it might take for you to continually look at that scripture so that it sinks down deep into your hearts. I also want to give you a couple of other ideas. The first one is an acrostic, and I should have this one on the PowerPoint. So, an acrostic takes the first letter out of each one of the different phrases in this proverb. So, as you can see, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Looks like I messed up on that last one. That should be and. Trust and in and. Now, T-A-I-A. I don't know. Maybe if you wanted to memorize T-A-I-A, you could think that it might be some sort of Hawaiian island called Tai. Maybe thinking about Hawaiian islands and remembering that acrostic, maybe that'll help you to remember this particular proverb. There's an acrostic that I use called CALM, C-A-L-M, and that's for a psalm that I really love. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. It's a psalm that I have deep down in my heart. And I'd like to have this one deep down in my heart too. So you can use the acrostic Tae, our Hawaiian island, to remember the first letter of all the words. Now, I'm very visual. So let's go to the next slide here. I'm very visual. So it helps me to make pictures for memorization. Now, if you go through this, there's a picture of a bridge. That is in Adel, Iowa, where my wife grew up. That is a truss bridge. And our first word today is trust. So you can add the T. So trust, and then I put a cross. Trust in the Lord. And then for all of you that love to do laundry, trust in the Lord with all. What's the last one? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. So that would be our T out of Tae. And then next it's going to be A, right? So if we go to the next slide. And for this one, I put there's a lean-to. And lean, not. And then this one might be kind of confusing for you. I put a title on here. And lean not on your own. You own something. The title. You own your car. And lean not on your own. And then I did a brain inside of a light bulb. Trust not in your own understanding. So that's the first verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And then the next verse. In all your ways. For those of you that use, instead of Google Maps or Apple Maps, you use Waze. It's another Maps. In all of your ways. And now this one kind of might be a little stretching. I have an actor acting, and then a no button, and then somebody on a ledge. Acknowledge. So in all of your ways, acknowledge, and then I put a picture of the Lord. So in all of your ways, acknowledge him. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. And then there's one more slide. I did He-Man. And he, and then I put a cook, and he will make your paths, and then I did an arrow, straight. And he will make your paths straight. Like I said, I'm a very visual person. I'm kind of weird. And this helps me memorize scripture. When I'm memorizing scripture, this is what I do. Sometimes I draw the little things out myself, but you can use pictures off the internet too. And if you are a visual learner and you want to learn this proverb, I made a printout. They're on the round tables in the back. So if you'd like one, come and grab one. And if we run out, I can print more. I wasn't sure how many to print, but I would invite you to memorize this passage so that it goes down deep into your heart. We are called to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Proverbs are teachings on wisdom, and it is very wise for us to trust in the Lord. We are very often, I don't know if you find this in yourselves, but I find it in myself, I have a divided heart. Sometimes I'm all about Jesus and enough money. Or I'm all about Jesus and a political party. Or I'm all about Jesus and my favorite sports team. Or I'm all about Jesus and I can't live without my phone. Or I'm all about Jesus and status. Or I'm all about Jesus and looking as handsome as I do. We are not, as Christians, to have divided hearts. Anything that we come to rely on for help, blessing, and guidance outside of the Lord is for us idolatry. We are not to have divided hearts. We are called to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. Entirely, exclusively, simple dependence on God alone. And we can think about his wonderful and awesome attributes. God is eternal. He is uncreated. He is not bound by time. He is not dependent on anyone or anything. He is all-knowing, all-powerful, all present, and we can trust in him with our ups and our downs at all times. So we are called to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. I don't know if you remember this from the Sermon on the Mount, but Jesus talks about being a house built on a rock or a house built on sinking sand. We are called to be a house built on the rock. We are not to rely on our own understanding, to lean on our own understanding. I tell you what, if we lean on our own understanding, we get to a place where we think our ideas are right. Where our ideas are right. And when we think that our ideas are right and we ignore the Lord, we can talk ourselves into anything. We can talk ourselves into all kinds of sin when we want to do what we think is right. No, we want to rely on the Lord and his understanding, not our own. Sometimes people might say, follow your heart. That's bad advice. Don't follow your heart. Follow the Lord. My heart is a heart of a sinner. And if I'm following my heart, my emotions, my desires, I can think of all kinds of things that come up for me. Hate, envy, maybe I want to cheat. Lust, all of these things are things that come out of my broken heart. No, I want to lean on the Lord. I want to submit to God's rule, to his perfect wisdom, to his ultimate goodness and his flawless decrees. I don't want to lean on my own understanding. I want to lean on the Lord. And then verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him. Whatever you say, whatever you do, whatever work you put forth, whatever deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. At home, at the gym, in your neighborhood, at work, at the coffee hour, we are called to do everything in the name of Jesus. Acknowledge him in not just some of our ways, but all of our ways. And make sure not to neglect our spiritual disciplines. We can go through the Word of God and we can learn about spiritual disciplines. We can learn about prayer. We can learn about how important the Word is for our lives. Think about things like service and humility, fasting, giving, sharing, and worship like we're doing now. From time to time, it's important for us maybe to even review our ways, our routines. My wife reminded me of one just the other day. She said, you know what, you were doing a lot better during Lent when you stopped being on social media so much. And I was thinking, you know, she's right. Might be time for me to revisit that and stay off of Twitter and Reddit and some of the other social media sites that I start checking, and then I start checking some more, and then I keep checking, and then I go back to, and then I pull up Facebook and I start scrolling and going and going and going. And after an hour, you're like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why am I sucked into this? I need to put it down. In all of our ways, we are called to acknowledge him, and he will make our paths straight. He will make our paths straight. We know where this walk of God is headed. We know that Jesus died for us. We know that he died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, that we might have eternal life. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. The Lord will make our paths straight. Yes, we are going to probably have to walk down what we think of as rocky and rough roads, but the Lord has us in mind, and he has our end in sight. And what if, I thought this was something interesting that I read this week, what if, from God's perspective, our rocky and rough roads are straight and smooth from God's perspective? What if what we think of as rocky and rough roads are really straight and smooth? The Lord's taking us exactly where He plans us to go, and that is eternity with Him. So, let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Let us put our trust in Him. Let us rely on Him. Let us acknowledge Him. Let's chase those fears away, that stress, that anxiety, all of those things that are going on in our lives that make us think that the Lord is not enough. He is. God loves you. He cares for you. And He will bring you His salvation. So, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank You for reminding us today that when we put our trust in You, You will make our paths straight. Lord, we lift up our world to You. Lord, we think about war happening in Ukraine, in Gaza, and other places. Lord, we pray for peace. Lord, last night we experienced some tremendous violence in our own politics. Lord, we are thankful that Trump was not assassinated. We deeply lament that other people caught bullets. And Lord, it's deeply concerning to us. Lord, we pray for your peace. Lord, we also lift up the concerns we have here at home. Lord, we lift up VBS to You. We pray that we have an awesome and wonderful week. And Lord, we also lift up all of those who are dealing with illness and health concerns. Lord, we pray for healing for them and recovery for them as they're dealing with all kinds of different struggles. Lord, we thank You for hearing our prayers, and we thank You for continuing to make our paths straight. In Jesus' name, amen. And now I'd like...
favorite of hers for many, many years, There Is a Redeemer. And she writes, "Thank You, O my Father, for giving us Your Son, a sacrifice unlike any other. We can't even imagine the suffering Jesus went through on the cross for us. We will never deserve it. It's why it has to be free. God is truly good."